Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, on this great night Allah ta'ala has given to us. This is the 15th night of Shaban. And this is a special karam, grace and bounty of Allah on this ummah due to the sadqa of His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala has given such rewards and treasures for this ummah, has kept aside such treasures for this ummah that previous ummahs did not attain. This night Allah ta'ala has given to us for which purpose? So that we can understand the reason, the purpose. Otherwise, this night, if it's wasted, then it's a big loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything He has kept with a purpose. If that is utilized according to its purpose and objective, then a human being takes full benefit from that thing. If you don't have the objective of anything, if you don't implement something with the objective, if you don't attain the purpose, the objective, then that time, that item, that thing has been wasted. Very much so. The fact is that this is a very precious moment, a time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's karam and mercy on this ummah is that Allah doesn't want to put us into a big difficulty. Allah ta'ala doesn't want to give us a big trial, big difficulty, a big issue. It's not necessary that this night's objective is not that we have to stay awake all night. The objective of this night is not that all night long we have to do ibadat. The objective of this night is also not that so much you have to put yourself into mujahada and strenuous effort. This is nur ala nur, light beyond light. That if a human being attains the objective, which only is 2 minutes long, the objective of this night is just 2 minutes long, Allah Ta'ala has given this night to us. If we understand the objective and attain the objective within that 2 minutes, not just benefit, rather after death, until then you will attain Jannah, paradise. Just 2 minutes you have to give attention, proper. The rest, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. After attaining the objective, purpose, a person stays awake, recites, tilawat, nafal. That is being grateful to Allah. You can do as much as you want. But if we do not attain the objective and all night long we try to seek other objectives, then in reality we've wasted the purpose and the objective of this night. Look, Allah Ta'ala said Himself about this night. You all have heard this, and the respected scholars will have explained this as well, about the benefits of this night. What is this night? And many times people ask that this night, what is the ibadah we should do in this night? Which nafal shall we pray? Which action should we do? That's it, we attain success. And my brothers, I've requested that Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, His grace, His bounty, He doesn't want to put us into difficulty. There are just two things you need to think, that this night, why have we been given this night in Shaban? And what should we do in this night? That's it, that's all. And this is such a thing that every maslak is agreed on this. Not that there's a difference of opinion, that I'm giving you difference, that he doesn't accept, there's a quarrel, dispute. No such case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He wants to give, then He gives such a thing that every person is agreed upon that point. Nobody can reject that. There is no rejection. There's no basis for rejection. Every person can attain it. But the reason is this, that shaitan, the cursed devil, he wants to attain his objective. And these 2 minutes of objective and purpose, shaitan, what has he not made us do during this night? Such bid'at, such actions he makes people do. He says, that's it. This is the objective of the night, shaitan says. Put the lights on, fireworks. And in our country, not here, but if you go back to our countries, there's like a storm is brewing. Yeah, somebody's glowing the lights and doing this action, somebody's cooking food, lots of masle masail and big ijtamas and in masjids. And all of this, what does shaitan do? He twists the deen in front of the person and he ends the objective, he eliminates the objective. Sahih hadith, muttafaq alayhi hadith, has Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha. And she reports and narrates, and this is Sahih Hadith, and what does Allah said about this night? What happens in this night? And what ibadah should we do? I told you that that's your courage, determination. You could do this every night. Allah will like that if you do that every night. But this night, what should we do tonight? If we don't do that, and we just carry on doing, staying awake, then the real purpose, objective, we have not attained it. What is that, my brothers? Sahih Hadith. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight, on this night, after Maghrib, it starts this night. And what happens is that, remember this, that as soon as these nights increase, like we sat here, and we're sat right in this moment in time, because Allah Ta'ala's dhikr now will have a different intensity and effect until later. And the more we go into the depth of the night, and when the time of tahajjud, good time, the proper genuine time, that after the most of the night passes, Allah likes that my servant is on his own alone with me, the one in the world sleeping, and he is awake and I'm listening to him. Allah Ta'ala likes this. So in this night, the more you extend it, the more its value will increase. Our call, the value will increase. So Allah Ta'ala says that this starts after Maghrib. The intensity in the hadith is stated, the meaning of the hadith is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens, Allah Ta'ala, he shows to the people, this is the real object of this night. Listen. That Allah Ta'ala, he comes to the lowest heaven, to the closest heaven. Now we don't know which heaven is what. What we know is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he descends, what he does physically, we have no idea, no understanding. We have no concern with that. And then Allah Ta'ala calls out, nada, announcement. Allah himself is saying to us what you need to do in this night. So what sort of, there's no room left for dispute, quarrel. There's no argumentation. Why do you do, people say silly things, why do you do this, etc. Just do this action that Allah Ta'ala said. That's it, straightforward. So Allah calls out, announcement, which will continue till Fajr. So if somebody hears now, after an hour, after 2 hours, who hears? These ears don't listen. It's the ruh, the soul of the human being that hears. It's the batin of the human being that hears. Allah Ta'ala's call, you know this call, the adhan, when it calls, we put a notice up and say, adhan should go till far. We put the loudspeakers on, don't we? Speakers, and that's good. But even if the speaker doesn't work and the voice doesn't go far, but the ruh that's awake, the soul that's awake, and then the call automatically, his ruh absorbs it. And automatically at salah time, he is desperate. That if his ruh is fresh and pure and clean and fresh, even if he's standing at his shop, then that shop will not run of that person. It will run for that person who's inside, who's dirty. He will keep on running the shop because his waves do not absorb that call of adhan. If he is busy in the work of the dunya and Allah is calling out that come to the masjid, come to the masjid, salah, come to the masjid, this falah, success, falah, then their suruh is absorbing a big message. And me, if I've got iman and I believe in Quran, and after hearing that message, despite that, I stay where I am and I don't go, I don't heed the call, then it's not the ears, it's the ruh that has. It's not the ears, it's the ruh that absorbs, has the power. The ruh of a mu'min has power. The ruh who's fresh and clean and pure. Even if his ears, if the loudspeaker doesn't arrive there, he says, no, it's time for salah. Close the shop, stop driving the taxi. I have to hear Allah's call and I respond to Allah's call. And that person who responds that way physically in my life, I've never seen that person in any business have I seen him take a loss in my lifetime. I tell you, my life is, I also did business all my life. I also do this. That person who has that condition of life, his ruh, that as soon as he hears that there's salah time in the masjid, and he packs his work up, and he runs to the masjid. Doesn't matter how busy he is, he has customers standing, waiting. I've seen with my eyes. It was Christmas time, busy time of the year, season. I saw a person, and immediately he was closed the shutter, his shop, doesn't matter how many customers, how busy, and he'd leave his customers at the counter, he'd run and pray salah, then he'd come back. All the customers would stay standing, they wouldn't move due to that. They wouldn't move due to that. Subhanallah, all his shopkeepers were crying, no turnover, and his turnover was the best. In the evening, his business had the best turnover. My brothers, this is the ruh to make it awake, that how clean and pure is my ruh, my soul, my batin. Otherwise, this is not the glory of a mu'min. Allah is calling for salah. Salah in the life of a mu'min, there's no greater action than salah. There's no greater thing than salah in the mu'min's life. Remember this. The biggest, highest, fantastic, brilliant after iman item in the person's life is what? Salah. Remember this. Remember this. Namaz is salah. Falah. Namaz is the salvation. Salah is the glory. Salah is the success. Everything is based on salah. Salah is the greatest action. Dhikr, adhkar we do. Tazkiyah. We go to Shaykh, the teacher. All of this is preparation for salah. Remember this. All of this is to correct our salah. Remember this. So that inside us we become strong, mazboot, and our iman becomes mazboot. In no way or form that this announcement of Allah that we rejected, and we run and hasten to the masjid. To the masjid. When this emotion is created in a human being, then he should consider his iman has become kabil, capable. He cares for nothing. No time will death come. He will get Jannah beyond Jannah. That's it. Automatically inside the human being is feeling, tells me, you are Jannati or you Jahannami. He'll tell him himself, how weak are you? What will be your hashr, your resurrection? When his salah's condition becomes such that he's not coming to salah. And all salah has one state. It's not the fajr time, 100 people, only 30 people at salah, zohr time, 200, asr time, 400. This is not the basis of salah criterion. Allah says same criterion applies. Allah's call is the same. Hisab is the same. Every salah human being has to arrive to the salah in the masjid. When this becomes the condition, the desperate he becomes for salah time, and he feels like abandoning everything. Guests have come, friends, shop, business, taxi, working, and his halat, his condition, that everything at salah time looks bad to him. He doesn't care. He says, no, I'm going to salah. That's it. I don't care. He's in dawah, someone's invitation, food invitation. Before he's invited, he makes the request that, will my salah be wasted? Is it salah time in his life when he makes these preparations? Remember this. When his feelings like this, emotions like this, he is solid, 100% Muslim. His iman is 100% mazboot. 100% mazboot. Doesn't matter if he looks to you frail, he's a waste of time, he's not doing mujahidah, not doing dhikr, adhkar, he's not doing any other action extra, he's not doing hajj of nawafil. Look at these people, other people, 100 hajj, 100 hajj, umrah, but his salah is being wasted. He stood at salah time, he doesn't care, he doesn't go, he's a waste of a human being. Everything, the basis criteria success is what? Allah calls and the servant runs. Allah calls and the servant runs. Wherever the call comes, whatever time it comes, Allah says, labbaik, labbaik, alam, labbaik. Just like you go on hajj, Allah's calling at that time, salat time, everything finished. Allah says, take your clothes off, take everything off, run to hajj, he runs. This is Allah's call, adhan. That's the greatest action he's doing, musalli. So as I was saying, going back to what I was saying, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ruh responds, the ruh. And Allah Ta'ala says the ruh is responding. However strong is your ruh, it will hear Allah's call. And it will do the action for which Allah Ta'ala is calling. It will do the action for which Allah Ta'ala is calling. If our ruh is weak, if it's dirty, we've never cleaned it, we've never done tazkiyah, we never tried to clean our ruh. Inside this dirt, Allah says, do ghusl of your ruh. Allah says, I've given you something to kullu shayin sakilatan sakilatul qalb bidhikrillah. Bidhikrillah. Allah says, just like you clean your body, you want to have a bath, put perfume on, nice clean clothes, pure clothes, fresh clothes. After ghusl, you feel like that, don't you? Wear clean, nice clothes, fresh, because your body is clean. Same way, Allah Ta'ala says, when you do my dhikr, remember me, then your bathing becomes clean. Kullu shayin saqilatan. Just like everything has a polish, a cleansing agent, bathroom agents, cleaning agents, soap, detergent. Allah says, for your bathing, I'll give him dhikr. So just like morning and evening, your body is dirty, your clothes are dirty. More than that, there's dirt that's accumulated. You've heard someone swearing, sin with the eyes, with the mouth, you've done ghibat, backbiting, lying, angry. Where does this all go and accumulate? It's a place where your dirt, impurity, sins accumulate. It's your batin where the sins accumulate. In hadith it states that sins accumulate, and his heart becomes black like coal. Coal. And it's dirty. We don't clean. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُوا لَكَثِيرًا بِكَثِيرًا سَبَّهُ بُكْرَةٌ وَسِيلًا. Morning and evening during my dhikr, so that the dirt in the evening is washed in the morning, and the dirt in the morning during the day is washed in the evening. We don't care. We have no care regard. We want to do what we feel like doing. I want to follow my deen, what I feel like. I don't feel like this. I don't do this. Oh, I don't feel like doing that. I don't do that. There's a system Allah's given of life. Allah's made some principles, laws, schedule, how you'll become successful. Simple factors of life. Nothing to argue, dispute, quarrel. But shaitan has twisted our brains and made us quarrel. We don't want to do simple actions. Allah says simply that, just like you are dirty, your batin, you're dirty outside. Inside you're also dirty. Nighttime dirt sin is different. The sin, if you're doing ghibat, you sit next to him, then his dirt will accumulate inside of you and become like cold, dark. You don't realize. You know about your dirty clothes, there's a stain, you see it, the dirt. That's why Allah says it's invisible inside you, batin. That's why I've prepared for you that don't do anything else. All you have to do is understand that is accumulated in the morning, do dhikr, wash yourself, and wash yourself in the evening. Wash yourself in the evening. That's it. And every moment be busy in the dhikr of Allah. As soon as dirt accumulates, be washed, be clean. So the ruh becomes fresh and mazboot and strong. Wherever my call comes, Allah says, wherever you are, whatever I call you for, you will run and you'll respond to me. to me. So judge yourself now. I should judge myself. I should look inside myself. How big a Muslim am I? How many times do I leave things and I respond to Allah's call? How many times do I do that? Very simple analysis. Forget telling other people, look at yourself. I need to look at myself. I should be courageous, determination, have a himmat. Why am I determined to follow sunnah, follow Allah's deen? Because inside I'm weak. I'm weak inside. It's full of dirt. My inside is full of dirt. I don't wash myself. I don't clean myself. That clean the Allah Ta'ala said, those hadith I've explained to you. These are two hadith I'm telling you. That everybody accepts this. Everyone believes in this hadith, that this is an action. It's common. So this is the point. So should we do dhikr, brothers, or not? For who should we do dhikr? For ourselves. For our benefit. Otherwise we'll stay like monkeys and apes. We're animals and we'll do what our nafs tells us. We won't listen to Allah Ta'ala's guidance. Brothers, we need to understand we should tie the knot on this fact. In this dunya, as long as we are alive, we are living, we need to follow Allah's orders. They say Allah's orders, we have to follow. Not your orders and desires and opinions. You say, I want to do this. Allah Ta'ala says, do this action. At that time you leave your action. Do Allah says, why? Because Allah is saying, should I listen to Allah or should I listen to this human being? Tell me. Our job task, mu'min, is he follows Allah's orders. Allah's instructions. Allah says, come in the morning, 4 a.m. 4 a.m. will come. Look at the time has changed, hasn't it? Time has changed, hasn't it? Come at 5 a.m. we'll come at 5 a.m. 2 a.m. we'll come at 2 a.m. We have to end our desires, opinions, whatever Allah says, we do that. Say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is our deen. What is there to argue about? What is not to be confused about? Rasulullah has given us beautiful, every word of his is beautiful, every statement. Yes. This is your mufti inside you, the Allah Ta'ala seated inside us. When you do something wrong, your mufti will tell you automatically. It will pester you, you're doing something wrong. Your mufti inside you. Test yourself. The person who has iman, test yourself. When you do a dirty action, then inside you start to feel the uljan and it suppresses you. You suppress that feeling. No, it's okay. I'll do tawbah later. He knows he's doing wrong, the mu'min. He knows he's leaving salah. He knows he's giving deception to someone, deceiving. He knows he's lying. Who will tell you? The fatwa, your mufti inside you, is sat inside you. The mufti will tell you that such a preparation, Allah has made big preparation for you. And we suppress that information analysis that is given to us. Because inside us, we should keep ourselves clean so that our ruh is strong. When we're strong, then we'll listen to Allah's messages. And which human being is there that will listen to Allah's messages and he won't do amal on that? He'll run and hasten and respond to Allah. So the message is coming tonight, on this night. We are being told that what is this night for? Allah Ta'ala descends to the lowest heavens, Allah calls out. And the pious predecessors heard from my own Hazrat Sahib that my father, Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh said that my father, he heard Allah's announcements at the tahajjud time. Labbaik, labbaik, he said, Allah, what is this? 3 a.m. my Abbaji would say, labbaik. And he said, my son, do you not hear? I hear Allah's call. Allah's calling us at this time. I hear his announcement. Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Sahib's father. So his inside was clean, aroused. It's not that we cannot hear, he could hear. Allah's system is everywhere, everywhere. Quran and Hadith has explained this one. So it's stated in the same way. Allah calls out in to the lowest heaven. Allah comes. What is Allah's announcement? That it reaches to the ruh of the person. Whoever's ruh has caught it, then he will do amal on that. He will practice on that. Today we need to see those people will practice on this. And I see from Maghrib, people are doing amal on this. From Maghrib I've seen. From Maghrib I'm seeing this. Women folk and men folk with the fadl of Allah. With the fadl of Allah. Brothers, people of iman are present in the world. It's not the case that they've disappeared. Don't waste time. They're not wasting time. And what is the announcement of Allah? That is our amal tonight. What is the announcement of Allah? Allah says, is there anybody there? Subhanallah. Is anyone here? Is anyone's ruh alive? Is anyone who does dhikr morning and evening? Is his ruh got strength that he can hear my announcement? Allah is saying this tonight. Is anyone there listening to me? Allahu Akbar. Look at, is anyone there? Allah announces. Who is listening to my words? What is it, Allah? Allah, what are you saying? Allah says, I want to give you something tonight on this night. And that thing I want to give to you, that is most necessary for you, essential, lazim for you, so valuable for you. Allah says, I want to give it to you, most important for you. And there's no deen after this, there's no dunya without it, no deen after it. Due to that, your Rabb is displeased with you. And balai and problems, distress, corona, disease, destruction. This is all due to Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. When Allah is unhappy, then we see the destruction that comes to the lives of the people. So Allah Ta'ala says, today I've descended for this reason. So, because you are the ummah of my beloved, this is the message for you. What is the message, Allah? What are you saying, Allah? Is there anyone there who will ask me for forgiveness? I will give him forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Ask me, Allah says. Is there anyone there who has analyzed himself and who is saying this? Who Allah says, oh foolish, you are the people, I'm your Rabb, I know you, that your time is very short. Your time left is very short, very, very short. Don't have hope in your young life. Don't have hope in your wealth. Don't think your life is forever. Don't you know your name's been cut off the list? Your name has been cut off the list. Very soon your situation will come to an end. You don't know. You think you're healthy, but I will take that situation in front of you. You'll have an accident, your life will end. Another disease will come to you, you'll have illness, you'll die. So listen to what I'm saying. Allah says, be clear and attentive that you are going towards Jahannam. You're traveling to hell due to your disobedience, due to your sins, due to your excesses, due to your stupidity. You have destroyed yourself. You are running to the fire of Jahannam. You are burning. And I'm giving you an opportunity. Your Rabb is present in front of you right now. And I'm giving you a chance. Come, come, ask me for forgiveness. You have done sins, zina, murder, alcohol, you've drank. Whatever you have done tonight, come to me and ask for forgiveness. Allah says, all the sins I'll forgive, all the sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the objective of tonight, the biggest ibadah tonight. And we reject this, put it behind our backs in our pockets. We read Quran, Nafil, Sajda, Tasbih. Oh, foolish people, mad people, go towards the genuine purpose of this night. If we don't ask for forgiveness, how will we get success? Tell me. If we don't get forgiveness, how will we get success? An open, open opportunity, Allah says, open playing field. Whatever you ask for forgiveness, I'll give you forgiveness. Whichever condition you're in, however dirty you are, all night long, all life long you've committed excesses and sins, don't worry. Allah Ta'ala has descended to it. Allah is saying, come, ask me forgiveness, I'll give you forgiveness. This is the purpose. Whoever has done this action tonight, sleep with ease. Sleep with ease. He's attained the objective of tonight, subhanAllah. Totally he's attained 100%. But those rules will hear, whose rules are fresh, they're clean and pure, they'll hear this message. And in no way will they spend tomorrow morning the same way, that they will not sleep asking without asking Allah for forgiveness. No way. What is the forgiveness? How to do tawbah? Very easy, simple method. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Allah Ta'ala, look. In the world, human being, if he goes to a court and bring a witness, stamp and papers, documents, solicitor, lawyer, Allah says, me and you, our situation, I don't need a witness, I don't need no dalil, I don't need proof, I need nothing else. Just you come, me and you ask for forgiveness and I will say, I've forgiven you, that's it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And even then we go to Jahannam. Allah says that this Shaban night I gave you, even then you're going to Jahannam. Oh foolish person, you wasted this night. 3 things you need to ask for forgiveness. Remember this. 3 things. 3 things you need to ask for forgiveness. You need regret. You need courage, determination, and steadfastness. It's the common. And the 4th thing is rahmalas, mercy. Subhanallah. Himmat, courage, determination. Yes? Number 1. First you need regret. What is regret? Nadamat. You need to have regret, remorse, shame. Oh, I pestered that girl. Oh, I dishonored that person. Oh, I swore that person. Oh, what a bad thing. I slapped that person today. Oh, after that feeling, that's called regret, remorse, self-consciousness. You know, you waken yourself. You did excess, you oppressed someone, you did bad. You go to the sleep in the night, you start to feel ashamed. Oh, in the morning, I left the prayer in the morning. Oh, that's sad. That's called regret, remorse. That's a fantastic feeling. That's a sign of your ruh being awake. Remember this. Yes, that me, you, I delayed a salah, I left a salah, I was sleepy, I say, oh, big mistake. From tomorrow, I promise, Fajr salah, I'm definitely gonna go. Allah Ta'ala likes this so much that this human being, at least, he's not stubborn. He's got regret, shame, remorse. Yes? Oh, you prayed salah? Oh, did you pray salah, brother? Who are you to tell me to pray salah? Look at you, look after yourself. Don't tell me. You think you're something, tell me. Brother, sorry, I just wanted to, to share with you. No, because there's no effect on that person. He's running after his business, his shops, dunya, left, right, houses. He doesn't even feel that he's leaving anything. He has got no regret. Whoever's got regret, remorse, tonight we need regret, shame, remorse, Allah. I'm ashamed in front of you. I'm ashamed, very dirty life I've lived. And Shaitan would say, no, you're pious, you're good. Oh, behind you, I'm speaking to Allah today, he knows everything. Go away, Shaitan. He knows my salah, he knows my dhikr, he knows everything of mine. Who are you, Shaitan, telling me advice? No, I'm a thief, I'm presenting myself as a thief in front of Allah. He knows about my feelings, what dirty actions I do, he knows everything. So he says, don't do this, I do it. He says, don't do this sin, and I start the day with the sin. Until the evening, I do the same. And my night passes with the sins, I accept.
And until I don't do those sinful actions, I don't feel sleepy in the night. I'm opposing what Allah says. So today, alhamdulillah, has given me the opportunity. Allah, I feel ashamed. So I do this today, that I'm regretful, remorseful. That's the first condition of tonight. Condition number two, what do we need to do for tawbah? Condition number two for tawbah today? Number one is regret. Two is determination, courage, drive. You need drive. When you get regret, remorse, then factor number two, condition number two for tawbah is Allah, whatever sins I do, I leave them today. Subhanallah. For this, what do we need? What do we need? We need determination. Determination. Sense of purpose, strong purpose. So one side is Jahannam, on the other side we say, no Allah, I'll have determination. Who gets determination? The person who's brave, courageous, not a coward. He's a coward in front of Allah who doesn't do this. This is the biggest, bravest person. Who today, for example, the strongest person, powerful, he'll say, okay, fine, shaitan, he's influenced me wrong, Allah, I'm ashamed, I promise, from now I won't do this action. From now I won't do this action. This is tawbah. Without this, there's no tawbah. Remember this. So become a human being, a male, that's it. I'm not going to do this wrong action. No way am I going to do this wrong action anymore. Today we made this promise, doesn't matter what happens tomorrow. Third thing after determination, courage, is steadfastness. Istiqamat. That from now, I'm ashamed, and Allah promised I won't do this again. I leave the sin now, I've got determination, I'll leave that sin right now, and istiqamat, that Allah Ta'ala, after today, I will not do it again. This is istiqamat. After today, I won't do it again. And these are three big steps you are implementing, alhamdulillah. You are doing a very great discussion right now. You've got remorse, shame, Allah, I leave this sin right now, and after today, finished, I won't shave my beard. I won't cut my beard. I won't do that sin. I won't steal. I won't drink alcohol. I won't pester and look at women. I won't listen to music and singing. You're making this promise to Allah. I won't take anyone's money. I won't do a sin like this again. So we're happy. And the fourth thing is very valuable. The fourth condition. You've said this, well, I leave. I won't do it again. Despite he drinks alcohol permanent, he smokes cannabis, and then he got the night of Shaban, Allah sent him to the masjid with the defects, with the sins. Don't be afraid. Say it. Say it. I won't do it. I won't do it. And he knows it's difficult. I cannot leave this. It's hard for me. And the fourth condition is very fantastic. When he's ashamed and he said, Allah, I want to leave this, and after today I won't do it again. What's the fourth condition? Allah's rahmah, mercy, subhanallah. That I've made all the promise, Allah. How do I get saved now? Allah says, I am with you, assisting you, subhanallah. When you promise with me, I won't just save you. Allah says, I won't just save you. Inshallah, Allah's rahmah will come on that person. Because shaitan, he doesn't weaken that person afterwards. So if this night we don't spend like this, my friends, when we do these actions, then after that pray two rakah, nafal salah, shukrana, be grateful to Allah, I am hopeful of your mercy, I've done now these steps, I've made the promises, I don't know tomorrow will I be able to repeat this again. Allah says, today you've made that promise, I've forgiven all of your sins. And I'm your Rabb today, if I can give you forgiveness, then inshallah tomorrow I'll forgive you as well. Tonight, don't worry. Oh, don't waste this night tonight. Oh, I'm going to do it again tomorrow. Don't worry. Forget about tomorrow, what happens today. We won't leave the masjid until we won't make these promises and do these actions. That's it. That's the biggest ibadah. Allah says himself, this is ibadah. Hadith sahih, I will tell you. Maybe I've told some Mulana sahib or ulama akram, respected scholars, as Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala has stated, that one night what happened, that my mahbub husband was lying down with me, my beloved husband, Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he thought that I was sleeping, subhanAllah, as Aisha Siddiqa said, he thought I was sleeping. How can I be asleep? How can she have the feeling of sleeping, that when she says her mahbub is not content, then how will she sleep? So he thought I was sleeping. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he moves quietly from the bed, subhanAllah. This is the hadith words. This is the meaning I'm telling you. That he slowly moved, and I saw he moved. After moving, slowly he got up and he left. And slowly he tiptoed to the door so that I don't realize. And then slowly he opened the door. And then slowly, cautiously he closed the door and he left, departed. And I thought, oh, what's this tonight? What's happened here? Allah's Nabi, where's he going in the night time? And he's left me and going, and so slowly, what's going on? So it's obvious that in her mind, the thought must have come that he's gone to another wife, or he's gone to the other azwaj, maybe he's going to another household. She said, then even I slowly got up. Subhanallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where did he go? Jannatul Baqi. The hadith, listen to this. And this, he went to Jannatul Baqi. These are the words of this night. He went to Jannatul Baqi, went there. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the action, he did what he had to do. He came back. And Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha, and subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recognized, said, Aisha. And he said himself, that you know, you have no need to ask, I will tell you. Aisha, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me with a message from Allah. This is our tonight, the amal, what we have to do. Jibreel alayhi salam came to me tonight, and he came and told me that today is the 15th night of Shaban, go to Baqi, and there all the shuhada Uhud, go there and do dua for their maghfirah, forgiveness. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. This hadith, it's come to us. Look at this. So what do we need to do? Maghfirat, forgiveness. Forgiveness. Tawbah, repentance. Another point unravels here, that it's not just you and me who have to see forgiveness for ourselves. No, no, no. Today even the deceased are waiting that somebody does dua for our forgiveness, salvation. My friend, my mother, my father, my chacha, my uncle, the people who played with me, who sat with me, who ate with me, who drank with me. Have you forgotten them? You don't know what hal they're in now? What state they're in now? Their books have shut, according to this world. They can't say Allah once now. They can't say Subhanallah anymore. Now, alhamdulillah, you can read the whole Quran. You can. Surah Yasin, you can repeat over and over again. Ratta kalimat, doesn't matter how much you can repeat. They're desperate that we can't utter a word. Is there anyone, my son, where's he gone? For whom I used to do so much, says the mother. Is there my daughter, I used to love her so much. Who for them, I left the dunya, I wasted my time. I loved them, what I did not give for them. Allah, I left you for my children. Is there anyone in the world who can seek my salvation? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that go, brothers, in this night, that just, yes, you have the capability to get your forgiveness, but don't forget the people you knew. This is the second action that's come, my brothers. After getting your forgiveness, don't go and sleep until every single that person, human being in your mind, that person's name comes and you seek the forgiveness for them. Allah, forgive this person. Ya Allah, forgive this person. Ya Allah, forgive this person. And this is my experience. When you will do dua for people, I swear by Allah, such friends of your young age, their names will come and your minds will be amazed. You forgot them before. You forgot them. Have experience. Not just your mother and father, you remember. When you get into this emotion of asking, Allah will remind you of such people. Faces will come to you that once He gave you water in your young age, He gave you a book to read in your young age, He played with you, said something to you. That person's face, appearance will come in your mind, in your face. That person used to pray with you in the masjid, salah, you remember that person. That person who said salam to you, you in the way, in the path, on the route. You remember that person, Allah is Kareem as well. He does not want to let any mu'min go to Jahannam. He won't like that. Allah won't like that. This is the night of Shaban. Otherwise, why would Allah give this night of Shaban? Do you understand what I'm saying, brothers? So that's the second ibadah. So brothers, what do we need to do? We need to do, what is the work? So that, no, what bidah innovation have we taken? No. What we understand? We think, oh, we need to go to the graveyard. Subhanallah. The Prophet ﷺ in his life once went only. And we go there, make noise, and this and that, clamor, pilau, food, and this and that. Allah knows best what happens there. I've never been there myself. I've never been there. So this is shaitan, which direction he takes in. Rather, the message has been given to us that you go to such a place, the graveyard where there are people, their maghfirah, so that the ummah who comes, they will know that their beloved friends who've died, when this night comes, they do the ibadah themselves, so themselves get forgiveness, when Allah forgives them, then they shouldn't be selfish, then also do dua and get the salvation and forgiveness for those people who had favored you in the world as well. Yes, that for example, those who favored us, we've forgotten them. So get their forgiveness and salvation. Your ustad, your friend, your mashayikh, these are great personalities. Those people, that person who taught you one word of the Quran is your ustad. Is your teacher. Your ustad has rutbah, status, so great, a person cannot imagine. And the Quran's ustad, you cannot imagine his rank. In front of a person should bow. His body should be given to that person. That you taught me the name of Allah so great. How can I repay your favor? Can I? This kalima you taught to me, this will be my forgiveness. This is brothers, and we don't look towards these amal because our ruh are dead. Hajj upon hajj, umrah upon umrah by tickets, and all our heels are worn out going there. But akhlaq ibadat are so great and high, very valuable. But they're done when the ruh is fresh and clean. And the third thing also, listen. All the points I'm telling you, summarizing, because I know that this night is not as... Is we don't understand the completeness of it, but it's not necessary that we bop up and down and struggle and strive. Just we need to do actions that we get the forgiveness. Everyone has their approach and style, and this is my approach to such nights. In the morning, come fresh to the Masjid Fajr, Salah, pray, Alhamdulillah, after that, do dhikr, read Quran. Night has gone, first class, new life, new lease of life. You're born like a newborn baby, as soon as you do tawbah. It's an angel, that person, at that time. Soon as you do these actions, you become just like you are born from the womb of the mother. And these have the words of Allah of Yaqeen. Surah Mumtahana, read it. Allah Ta'ala says in the surah, O my Nabi, the believing women, when they come to you, Subhanallah, give them bayah, tawbah. How should we do this? Allah says that take the promise from them. I'll pray salah, I'll fast, I won't do bad actions, I won't do anything wrong. When they make the promise, then what you do? What a great reward is coming. Even today is that same reward. Allah says, then do dua for these people. Who is being told this? The Quran I'm reading, not some other action, am I? Yes, the Quran, do dua for them, Allah is saying to his Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That such a big action this person done. So today when we do tawbah, then subhanallah, from the ruh of the Quran in Medina, the hands will raise for you in Medina. Allah says, Habib, Allah, you've forgiven him, and even I do dua for these people. The Quran is telling us this. So Allah Ta'ala, when He says that you are doing dua for them, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi raises his hands for that individual who's done tawbah, that Allah forgive me. Then he raises his hands, Allah's Nabi, so tell me, if subhanallah, for whom Allah's Nabi is raising his hands, then what will be the maqam of that person, the status for that person? So tawbah is a great action, brothers. After that, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah ghafoorur raheem. This person is doing tawbah. My Mahbub, you've raised your hands. So Inna Allah, I'm Allah. Then listen, that he's asking forgiveness and you are requesting on his behalf, then ghafoor, I forgive all his actions, all his sins. So brothers, do we want to do this action? This is not a speech I'm giving, not a lecture. I'm telling you that I have to do this and you have to do the same. Will we do this? Or will we just spend the night, we've come to celebrate the night, Shaban night, we celebrate in the morning, we're happy, I've celebrated the night. What is this celebration? This is celebrating. That's it, successful. Otherwise we stay like monkeys, and monkeys and animals do the same actions. How did you spend the night? You can spend the night the way you want. What difference does it make? Just wasting time, bone idle. So then, subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ghafoorur Raheem. I've forgiven. And how is Allah forgiven? Allah Ta'ala says, that those places where he committed the sins, go and tell them, forget his sins that he committed. The earth will be told. Allah forgives in this way, not that like a magistrate, a judge, okay, forgiven him, and the examples there, put it in his record books. Allah Ta'ala eliminates, wipes away the records. Then Allah says, not just Ghafoor, I'm Rahim, merciful. What is Allah's Rahmah? Allah says, my Rahmah, then I want to give him reward on top of the forgiveness. Allah subhanAllah, give him reward for the tawbah. He was a mujrim, criminal, he's getting reward. What's the reward Allah will give? Allah says to the angels, all his sins accumulate, gather them. The angels say, Allah says, bring them to me. All the sins come gathered, assembled together. Allah says, all the sins, tabaddul sayyatul hasanat. Allah says, all the sins, transform them into good deeds. All of these things to attain them. How long will it take you? All night, not sujood. Rather, how long? 2 minutes. That's it. 2 minutes. Will we do this, brothers, this action? Just 2 minutes it will take you. Just 2 minutes. And we are all sinful. Remember, not just I have no need. Allah, I'm very pious. I'm Hazrat Sahib. I'm Peer Sahib. I'm this person. But I'm not sinful. They're all sat here sinful. I'm not. No, we say this, don't we? We think this. He's dirty. He's a thief. I'm namazi. He's this and that. My brothers, look towards yourself. I am the worst. And everyone else is better than me. I am the criminal. Then a person goes to the court of Allah, and then he's accepted. So two actions. And third action, when Allah Ta'ala announces, when you do tawbah, Allah says, I've forgiven everybody. forgiveness, forgiveness, such forgiveness, such forgiveness tonight, such forgiveness that Jahannam will become cool. That's the forgiveness Allah Ta'ala will disperse tonight, distribute. But Allah has put an ajeeb condition. This is also a message. Listen to this. These are the principles of tonight, the hadith I'm sharing with you. Allah says, everybody I've forgiven, whoever's done tawbah. But if a person has done such a sin, Allah has mentioned, does not done tawbah to this, then I will not forgive that person. What is that sin? That is such a sin that all sins, it's the root of all sins. So Allah Ta'ala puts everything to one side. Yes, Allah says, if you do tawbah for that one action, that tawbah, if you do tawbah with that sin today, you'll be forgiven as well. But he has to think and contemplate, has to say from the tip of his tongue about that sin, he has to say it. That's why Allah Ta'ala especially, that's why especially when that sin, Allah says, if he doesn't do tawbah from this sin, then doesn't matter what he does, I won't forgive him. I will not forgive him. And tonight I won't forgive him either. What is that sin? Listen to that carefully. That sin, how does a person clean that? What a big message. And we today we say, what's happening? What's happening? Why do they do this? Listen carefully about tonight. What is that sin? Allah Ta'ala states, Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us that we are all immersed in that sin. Because our halat, our situation, we can see this. Our hal, our condition is like this. So we've got mihrab, sign of prostration, so many prostrations, our heels, we've got signs, and haji sahab, this and that, we do this ibadah, but these sins don't come out. If we take them out, then they'll leave in it. If a cat comes, the cat will leave the house when we take it out. If we say cat, 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 but take the cat out, the mice will get out when you eradicate them. But if you don't take the sins out of your life, you don't take the sins out, then how will they leave? So today, special focus on that sin. What's that sin, brothers? Allah Ta'ala says, all sins I will forgive, but one sin until you do not seek forgiveness specifically for that one, leave that. Allah says, kina, kina, malice, malice, in your heart to harbor malice against somebody, hatred, envy, malice. Oh, he's this, he's that, he's doing this, this is called malice. In your heart, deep-rooted, bad thoughts against somebody, evil thoughts against somebody, evil whispers, thinking, harboring bad thoughts. Oh, he's a very bad person. And with the kina, another thing comes. With the malice, then that's the root of all sins. Hasad, envy, backbiting, jealousy, and murder. All starts from malice and hatred. If a person does tawbah from malice, hatred, evil thoughts and whispers, if he does this tawbah, then in a way he has eradicated all sins from the depth of his heart. Allah Ta'ala selected that sin, that tonight we have to eradicate kina, malice, from our hearts. So my brothers, a very big message of Allah, listen carefully to what I'm saying, that the situation of the heart, to eliminate the sins of the heart, Allah has given us the tariqah. The Allah says, وَيُعَلِّمْهُ الْكِتَابَ Wal hikmah wa yuzakkihim. Three things the Prophet brought: kitab wa hikmah wa tazkiyah. Wa tazkiyah. Kitab, subhanallah, that we've got the kitab today, we've got the hikmah, Rasulullah's tariqah, his sunnah, sharia. And the third thing, tazkiyah wa yuzakkihim. We don't have that in our lives. We don't, oh, Peer Sahib does that, Peer Sahib, whatever he does, he knows better, it's for him. Three things is the deen is the basis of three things: kitab, wal hikmah, sunnah, sharia, and tazkiyah, tafsiyah, qalb, purification, nafs. Remember this. So the hukum that comes tonight is that you in your life have to clean yourself, your heart and your nafs. If you clean yourself, then the kina, the hasad will be eradicated. If you don't clean yourself, then this sin, when you come to me with this sin, then I will give you a very severe reprimand and treatment, because this is the root of all sins. If you have malice and hatred against someone, you were lying against him, you had hatred against him, evil thoughts against him. Kina is such a thing that you think bad of that person in your heart. You dislike him, you hate him. Soon as he goes, oh, look at him, look at him. Look at this person, what's he doing? Without reason, criticizing that person in your mind is embedded. He's not like that, that person. You've got embedded in your mind and heart evil thoughts amongst you, each other, brothers, sisters, relatives, children, friends, because it's spread. Yes, because when you have this sin within you, you don't bring it out, you don't do tazkiyah. We are all patients in this, all of us. Yes. We are all patients with the sickness. Abid, Zahid, Alim, everyone has this. Only that person can be pure who works hard on this. And the hard work for this is tazkiyah. purification. We say, oh, we have no need for this. I can do it myself. I know I don't need to do this. I'm myself. No, it cannot be. You have to work hard. Effort. Allah has given a message tonight. That do tazkiyah of yourself. Clean yourself within. If you want to ask proper forgiveness from me, clean yourself. So even today we have to make niyad Allah Ta'ala. That I extend my feet towards this. I want to clean my wujud and I'll do tazkiyah and purification. Will we do this, brothers? Inshallah. Three things. Deen has come total. That's it. Alhamdulillah. In that morning, new lease of life. Change life. Do dua. Do tawbah to Allah. Allah Ta'ala, these sins I do, please forgive me. After forgiveness, you become like an angel. Alhamdulillah. After that, Allah's akams, you will start automatically following. Number two is you have to start doing your tazkiyah. Purification. Clean yourself. Find a good, pious person who you think is pious. If you think people say he's pious, no. Whoever your heart attests to, he's pious. He looks like he's a good person. Let me ask him, how do you clean yourself? Wash yourself inside. I do this. Shake his hand, ask for guidance. He'll explain to you, inshallah. Why? Because who will do this, enable this? Allah Ta'ala enables you to do this. It's not the human being. So, whichever person you consider pious, good, upright, in your heart there's love for you, and he's not like that, he doesn't even know he's good. But when you go to him, Allah Ta'ala will assist you, help you, and he will make that human being a guidance for you. A system for you. And automatically he'll become tabib for you, doctor for you. He will say such words which are good for you, very good for you. Beneficial for you. So this is also a very simple path. Don't seek with your own choice. Leave it to Allah. Allah, show me who is that person who I should go to. And you'll start to, his words you'll start to like. You'll like to sit next to him. And when such a person comes into your heart, immediately grab hold of that person. This hadith, I'm giving you a reference. Grab hold of that person's company. Immediately, if your heart attests that he's a good person, say to him, I want to do my tazkiyah. Tell me tariqah, method, so I can clean myself. I swear by Allah. Such an easy method he'll give to you. You'll be amazed and you'll be shocked that so easily and simply my cleaning's taking place. Ghibat will come out. Allah Ta'ala says, when you start doing this action, if your sins are not eradicated, sa'im mashkura, and you come back to me, return to me, then Allah says, I like the effort that you make. The effort is what I like. You tried hard, at least you tried, at least you stepped forth towards that, and I like this word of yours. I will give the same maqam that you should have attained after working hard. I'll give you the same result and reward. Sa'im mashkura. So is it hard, my friends, deen? Is deen hard? Is it difficult for us? That is anyone stopping us? Is anyone stopping your work, your business, your taxi driving, or your family life? Is anything that's being prevented? No. Very simple deen. Tawbah is so simple to do. After that, tazkiyah is such a simple action. Going to a human being, how easy it an action is. Becoming observant on salah. Solid. Look, the Shaban night is making us this. Allah Ta'ala's karam is this or not? Tell me. And the final point, please listen. Final point. Allah Ta'ala, why has he kept this night in Shaban? Say Subhanallah. Why has he kept this night in Shaban? Allah could have kept this in the previous month. Yes. Allah could have kept this night in Rajab. Allah could have put in the previous month to that. So in Shaban and the center of Shaban, what's the reason why? What's the game here? So from above, the answer comes from Allah Ta'ala. Allah says that there's no one's great achievement. The achievement of this is one thing. That your link is with my mahbub, my creation, who I love the most, you and his ummah. And due to his sadaqah, I gave you this point in Shaban, and there's no other reason. There's no glory in you, no feat that you've achieved. You're in his ummah. I've kept this night in Shaban because you are in his ummah. And I've given you this night in Shaban. The reason for that is this. That after this, the month, after 2 weeks, the month to come is a great month to come. Subhanallah. And that is such a month that this night of Shaban, you see, every night in that month will be a night of Shaban. Subhanallah. Allah will say Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Wa tarawees, Quran, sadaqat. Fard sawab, nafal sawab will come. Fard and fard sawab times 70. 70, 70, multiply. All the thawab floating, flying in the air, the thawab in that month. So what a great favor ask those people who have gone into their graves today from last month, this month, yesterday he died, 2 days ago he died. Allah's gratefulness, shukr, we're still sat in the night of Shaban. We should be grateful to Allah. That anyone's turn could come, he could get corona. Can I not get corona? Yes. That is this anything that will save us? Nothing can be saved. It's Allah's hukum. That protect yourself. Yes, whoever wears this mask, for example, this is Allah's hukam, then he is fulfilling Allah's sunnah. They use the means. Whoever removes that, he's in takabbur, pride. So Allah Ta'ala has said that I'm sending something to you, guidance, precautionary tactics. That means that you're using them, you fear me. But this doesn't mean that, oh, this will save me. Who will save me ultimately? Allah will save us ultimately. But we use the means. Panadol, I eat. Allah, Panadol is not the thing that will save me. Panadol, what will it cure? Allah is the one who cures. But why am I eating Panadol? Because Allah said, utilize the means that I've given to you. Say Subhanallah. Every sickness is eliminated. But otherwise, you cannot get ill if it wasn't for Allah. It cannot even come to you. It's Allah who sends, Allah Ta'ala who removes. Sabab, Allah gives the means to adopt the means. Actually, is that you are implementing what Allah Ta'ala has instructed, turning to Allah. Allah, I am totally at loss. I am not capable. You can save me, otherwise I cannot be saved from this thing. That's what it means by using the means. Sabab means Allah, I'm coming towards you. There's no power in me. When I utilize the means, I say, oh, I'm big, I don't need this, I don't need solutions. Is there a difference there? There's a difference in those two ways of thinking. And the person who doesn't use the means, yes, then for example makes him a bit brave. Oh, look, we're doing here, you know, I'm independent. There's a difference. Those who use the means, they're bowed, they're submitted. Isn't this the case? So automatically the action tells us, your actions tell us. So when you utilize the means on any sickness, use the protection, this means that رَجُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, you are turning to Allah. You're saying to Allah, Allah, I am weak, I have no protection. You, your fadal, otherwise I'm gone. You understand what I'm saying, brothers? So what is it? Allahu Akbar. Shaban night. Allah has given us for this reason that Ramadan that's coming is such a great night, such a great month. The days and nights of Ramadan, no one can imagine. So Allah Ta'ala says, I didn't want that in such a dirty way you came to me until Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. In such a dirty condition you came to my masjid and impured me. You opened my Quran in a pure way. I did not want you to do that. So what were you to get? So Allah Ta'ala said, what I desired is that 2 weeks before I wanted to purify you, make you clean totally. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's why this night has come in the middle of Shaban. So after 2 weeks Ramadan will come. Whoever today has washed and had a bath with Tawbah, who has removed his sins and asked Allah for forgiveness, and whoever has does tazkiyah and that promise to Allah of tazkiyah, Allah Ta'ala, I promise I'll do tazkiyah. I will clean myself. I'll do tazfiyah qalb, tazfiyah nafs, tazkiyah nafs. I promise to you Allah and I'll seek forgiveness. And subhanAllah, he is totally ready for Ramadan. Totally. And every night of his, it will be a night of the Shaban. It will be Laylatul Qadr. He will attain fantastic things. He'll get. So this is the preparation. This is the 15th night of Shaban. The maqsad, the objective. We are preparing for what? For the nights to come. Okay, chapter closed. So we're sat here. So should we go home now? No. So I've given the bayan now. Should we go home? Do you feel like going home? What a bad thing. Allah Ta'ala's whom you come to. Allah has given you great reward. Think about it. Allah has forgiven us. Allah has eliminated our sins. Allah's Nabi Sallam has raised his hand for us and we just pick our heads up and go home. Allah says, Ajeeb insan, weird person. Al-Ajazul Ihsan, that we have to repay the favor with a favor. Can you repay the favor of somebody like this? When Allah, who is the most merciful, is a beautiful action, Allah says, whenever you ask something from me and I give to you, then first and foremost you have to send hamd to me, send durood on my Habib, and then I will accept that. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah loudly. Subhanallah. Yes, before we go, at least do an action. Do Dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. Make niyah now. Why are we doing dhikr? Allah, we are praising you. We're doing your hamd. So you are happy. We're doing your hamd for this reason. We are grateful to you that you've given us a great reward. And your Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sending durood on him. These two gifts are such that after that you promise whoever does this action, after that, well, if you ask who, I'll give to you, Allah Ta'ala says. So it's up your choice. Do you want to go or do you want to do dhikr? Say it loudly. So will you do with happiness now dhikr? Oh no, I have to do dhikr now. Time's late. What are you going to do when you go home? Tell me. Yeah? Praise Allah and then depart. Those kalamat, recital as kalamat, Allah Ta'ala holds very dear. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimeen. The value of this ask, Anbiya alayhimus salam. Hazrat Yunus alayhis salam, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimeen. We sat here with ease, masjid filled. Hazrat Yunus alayhis salam, where did he recite this? He was in the intense darkness, he recited this. How valuable this kalama has become. How great a kalama it must be. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Judy Sadaqa, we got this kalma in our Quran, we sat him with ease, we seat, and recite, but we'll get the same reward that Yunus Alayhi Salaam attained and was given. What night are we reciting this? The night of Shaban. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Great kalima. There's a stone that is hanging from the arsh. When a person recites this kalima, that pillar which is there at the arsh, it starts to shake. My brothers, with such ease we've got these things, we don't value them, we don't appreciate them. Day and night we should recite these. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanallah al-azim. Ask the value of this. Imam Bukhari, he did khatam of Bukhari with this kalima. Imam Bukhari. What a great kalima. On the tongue is light, in weight it's light, but Allah hold it so beloved. With ease will recite it, tell me, with ease. And the reward for this is stated when the servant recites this kalima, heavens and the earth, the gap between is filled with noor, light. But we get it so easy. No, 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 what shall I read? Oh, what's the purpose? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Such a great kalima that Allah Ta'ala says that this is the ni'm al-badal of the Qur'an. That the person who cannot recite Qur'an, then read this kalima and you'll get the same thawab. Tell me, imagine now, hadith I'm telling you. This is hadith. Subhanallah's karam, that every day, morning and evening in this masjid, we do this action. Every day, this is your house, these are your shops, your business, nobody comes, nobody comes. Empty the gathering, we leave. Tomorrow this gathering will complain, Allah, your rizq they used to eat, consume your maal, your wealth, they used to earn money, but they didn't have the tawfiq ability that these kalamas, they were existent in the gathering. Now it's not my strength, it's not your strength, it's not the masjid's strength, it's Allah's fadl, grace, mercy. In such a village town, Allah Ta'ala has given these kalamas morning and evening. Am I doing this? Am I hosting this? Is my energy that's delivering this? Is this the masjid that's hosting this? So long, why isn't... Where were those people who were meant to be here? Where are they? 25, 30 years. Why are these kalamas not spread? But when Allah Ta'ala enables, one day and one night does not go until these kalamats are not recited in this masjid. Tonight, are we not reciting these kalamat? Tell me. Because Allah Ta'ala's amal are very beloved. Very beloved. These are Allah's masjids, house is Allah, home is Allah's, shop is Allah's, everything is Allah's. Who can enable these kalamats, start them, such valuable kalamats? Can anybody? Makhluk, creation? This is a great ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has given. And this masjid, Allah Ta'ala's freedom. In the center, Allah has made this. Come morning, evening, recite this kalamat. If we give hukum in the Quran, then we also allow those rivers and oceans to flow. If I said in the Quran, come morning and evening, do my dhikr, then I've also enabled these oceans and rivers to flow. But it's you who have to come and dive into the water. You make excuses for not doing dhikrullah. That Allah says, don't look at the human beings, who's doing, who's not, who's hosting. Look at my kalamas, what is being recited, what is being read. Come running towards these kalamat when they're recited. Because if you don't come, I have no worry, concern. In the hadith is stated, when these kalamat are recited, the heavens and the earth, so many angels are present. Now the person cannot imagine the number of angels. The whole gap between the heavens and the earth is filled with the angels right now reciting this. And you think it's us who are running this dunya? This is the khuraq, the food for the angels. Their satay broken in the heavens, the angels. In the heavens and the earth, they filled the gap. The dhikrullah will take place here right now. So many jinnat come to this dhikr. Jinnat. So many jinnat. Wallahi, they sat in the masjid. I'm sat here. The jinn have told me themselves. I've told this to you now. Subhanallah. He told me, so many of us, tribes come. When dhikr takes place, so many of us come from far. And their tribes are vast. He said, my uncle, he's from the Tabi'in time. They live long lives. Brothers, the makhluk of Allah, this is the rizq. I swear by Allah, it's a great action. I say, this Peer Sahib's doing this, he's doing for himself, making murids, jamaat, my brothers. Who ever made murid? Why should I make people murid? Have I got time in the life to make murids? That I don't have a long life to make murids. And what do they give to me? Yeah, car, house, what? The same house I've got, same thing, same carpet. I've got nothing to my name. Nothing to my name. Why should I run after people and make groups and lists of people? What need do I have? Do I have a need in dunya to make lists of people and groups? This is not the fact. Allah Ta'ala selects somebody, wants work of the deen done. So makhluk should be given dawah. Whoever's ruh is alive, they run to the dhikr of Allah, they sit down. Subhanallah. Otherwise, if he said this, no, 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 dhikr, not important, oh, he's going to get kidnapped, you're going to the wrong gathering. Brothers, those gatherings, kalamat, every maslak, factor of the deen. They agree with this. There's no difference of opinion, no tariqah, nothing funny. Quran says masjids have been made for dhikrullah. Masjid says this. Quran says, beware, beware, when you come to my masjid, don't leave my dhikr. Is this not the verse of the Quran? Tell me. Is this not the verse of the Quran? Khabardar, beware when you come to my dhikr and you stop the dhikr of Allah. There'll be punishments, Allah Ta'ala says. That I made masjid for dhikrullah. Isn't this the case? Tell me. Brothers, this is a great action. Will you come to dhikr or not? Tell me. Yes, it's not my dhikr. It's not my gathering. I'll go, somebody else will host dhikr. Somebody will do who Allah Ta'ala selects. He will do it. Remember this. Nobody can do it with his woman. If I can try my hardest, I cannot do it. Don't think this and stop. This is a great action. Allah Ta'ala has given to us great rizq in this. When it's time for salah, close your shops. Stop your work. When it's dhikr time, then keep your life on the edge there. That just 30, 45 minutes of dhikr. Kalimats, recite them, then I leave. These are messages of night of Shaban. This is the ibadah that I'm telling you. This is ibadah. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the ibadah we have to do. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq ability. Ameen. Come, let's do dhikr for a short while, inshallah. After dhikr, then inshallah we'll do dua. And then go and sleep and rest.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المذنبين توبه ياسين العميم المبين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أنت أعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وبعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم إنا لغمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا Yakodiyal haja iktahajatina Yadafiyal balayyot itfa balayyatina Yashafiyal namrat ishfa muradina Allahumma afina fi badni Allahumma afina fi badni Allahumma afina fi sami Allahumma afina fi qalbi La ilaha illa anta ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم دمر همهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين یا اللہ جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے مانگی اپنے فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمارے اس مجلس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جو بھی ذکر فکر کیا اس کو قبول فرما میرے مولا آج کی رات اس شعبان کی رات کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمارا آنا قبول فرما یا اللہ ہم سیاہکار ہیں گناہ کار ہیں بدکار ہیں بھٹکے ہوئے ہیں میرے مولا یا کریم تو ہماری آوازوں کو سن لے ہماری فریادوں کو سن لے میرے مولا یا اللہ تیرا آج بخشش کا دروازہ کھلا ہے ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری زندگی کے کتنے سانس ہیں ہمیں کوئی پتہ نہیں اس کا یا کریم یا اللہ تو نے یہ بڑا موقع دیا ہے تبدیلی کا یا کریم معافی کا یا اللہ ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما دے سچی معافی نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو کھول دے ہمارے باطن کو کھول دے میرے مولا یا اللہ اس دنیا کی محبت کو ہمارے سینوں سے نکال دے یا کریم ہمیں قبر کی تیاری نصیب فرما یا اللہ باطنی بیماریوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما تکبر سے حفاظت فرما حضرت سے بیماریوں سے بیماری فرما یا اللہ ہر بیماری سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ تمام موذی بیماریوں سے حفاظت فرما یا اللہ سلامتی عطا فرما ایمان عطا فرما ایقان عطا فرما قرآن عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے مسجد میں زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں کو سکون نصیب فرما ہمارے بچوں کو سکون نصیب فرما ہمارے بچوں کو یا اللہ دین کی حفاظت نصیب فرما سچا دین نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمیں ہر آزمائش سے نکال دے اولاد کی آزمائش سے نکال دے گھروں کی آزمائش سے نکال دے تنگ دستی سے آزمائش سے نکال دے رزق کی فراوانی نصیب فرما حلال رزق سے ہمیں بچا لے یا میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل کے رحمت کے دروازے کھول دے یا اللہ اس بستی پہ خاص رحمت فرما اس مسجد پہ خاص رحمت فرما یا اللہ اس مسجد پہ خاص رحمت فرما یا اللہ یہاں سے دین کا کام عطا فرما حدیث کا قرآن کا علم کا ہر چیز کا میں تبلیغ کا تعلیم کا میرے مولا اس کو گہوارہ بنا دے یا اللہ اس مسجد سے بڑے بڑے دائی پیدا فرما یا اللہ یہاں سے جوانوں کی تربیت نصیب فرما ہمارے جوانوں کو اصلاح نصیب فرما یا اللہ علماء کرام کے کاموں میں برکت نصیب فرما یا اللہ علماء کرام جو اس مسجد میں کام کر رہے ہیں میرے مولا ان میں برکت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ان کے کاموں میں اور مزید برکت نصیب فرما ان کے حدیثوں میں ان کے سباق میں ان کی ہر چیز میں برکت نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو بھی دین کا کام اس مسجد میں ہو رہا ہے دین تبلیغ کا تعلیم کا میرے مولا ہر ایک میں برکت نصیب فرما یا میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اس مسجد کے جو بھی یا اللہ آباد کرنے والے ہیں میرے مولا ان کے گھروں کو بھی آباد فرما یا اللہ اس مسجد کے خاص خادم ٹرسٹی اور میرے مولا اس مسجد کی رونق خاص سلیمان صاحب آج کل بیمار ہیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ان کو جلد جلد صحت یاب فرما اور اس مسجد میں دوبارہ ان کو لے کر آ میرے مولا یا اللہ اسی طرح جن حضرات نے اپنی بیماروں کی دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے میرے مولا ان سب کے حق میں ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری حاجتوں کو پورا فرما یا اللہ ہماری مرادوں کو پورا فرما ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما ہمارے جو کام اٹکے ہوئے میرے مولا ان کاموں کو میرے مولا پورا فرما یا اللہ جن بیماروں نے میرے مولا ہمیں اپنی شفا کے لیے کہ ان کی بیماری کو دور فرما ہر موذی مرض سے میرے مولا کینسر سے کرونا سے جتنی بھی بیماریاں میرے مولا ان سب بیماریوں کو میرے مولا دور فرما. مزدالک اللہ بے عزیز, تیرے لیے کوئی چیز بھی ناممکن نہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ تیرے دربار میں کسی چیز کی کمی نہیں ہے میرے مولا. تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے وہ کمی ہمارے میں ہے کہ نہ ہمیں مانگنا آتا ہے میرے مولا, تیرے دینے میں کوئی کمی نہیں میرے مولا, ہمارے مانگنے میں کوتاہی. یا کریم, تو ایسا کریم ہے کہ ہاتھ اٹھاؤ تو عطا فرما دیتا ہے. ہمیں بھی ان حاجتوں کا پتہ نہیں ہوتا, وہ حاجتیں ہمیں عطا فرما دیتا ہے. آج ہمارا اے مولا ہمارے دل میں بھی جو حاجتیں نہ ہو وہ ہمیں عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری دنیا بھی بہتر کر دے, ہماری آخرت بھی بہتر کر دے, ہمارا قبر بھی بہتر کر دے. یا اللہ ہمیں ذکر فکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو نصیحتیں تو نے یا میرے مولا ہمارے دلوں میں ڈالی اور ہم نے اپنی زبان سے ادا کی, ان سب کو ہمیں کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہی, نور عرش ہی, زینت فرش ہی, وعلیہ صحاب اجمعین برحمتک یا رحم الرحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.